Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
I wanted to start by just asking you, what did it mean to you? What do you think it meant to his family and the franchise that NFL teams were holding a moment of silence for Marshawn Nealon before all of the games yesterday?
Well, obviously, this is very difficult. I can't imagine for his family. And then, of course, you talk about his extended family, which is his teammates and Cowboys organization and, you know, everybody, you know, who cared and loved Marshawn so much. And certainly, you know, whenever we've lost, whenever I've personally been involved in losing somebody, it always, you know, it's good for your heart and soul when people, you know, either observe moments of silence or they send notes or whatever their method is of letting them know you're thinking about you, then certainly that's how, you know, certainly I'm sure that's to some degree how they feel. I'm not walking in their shoes.
I imagine that you probably heard this news from somebody that you trusted, but you really, really hoped that they were wrong about this one.
Yeah. Anytime you get news like that, your heart just, obviously it's like a hole going through it and you just heartbroken. And, certainly hoping that wasn't the case. I found out in the middle of the night, so woke up, you know, after finally got a little bit of sleep, woke up and was hoping it was a dream, but unfortunately it wasn't.
Do you always know that those, or more often than not, that those middle of the night calls feels like for everybody in every walk of life, those are almost always bad calls?
They're not good, and you can imagine, you know, the thoughts that go through your mind, and certainly it was one of those calls. It was not a good one.
You know, it was interesting. I believe it was Thursday, we were talking with Brian Broaddus, and we asked him, you know, are you always, like, when are you most concerned this? And Broaddus was like, you're always concerned. And I'm a dad. I got three kids, and I imagine you guys run this as a family business. You guys probably feel like these players are family to you at times, too. Do you kind of feel that like you're always concerned about these guys? You're always kind of worried about things involving their personal lives and stuff?
Well, I've had, you know, young kids that are, you know, gone through that time period. My son right now is 26. Yeah. And you certainly worry because I know what I was doing when I was young. And, of course, the call we got on Marshawn's the worst of all. You certainly get other calls that certainly aren't good and are alarming, but certainly one when it's loss of life is just, you know, it's just heartbreaking and tragic and the worst thing you can imagine.
What can or what will y'all do to honor and remember him?
Yeah, those things are in the works. We'll obviously be working closely with his family and his loved ones, and certainly working with his extended family, as I said, Coach Schottenheimer, with our team, and you know, working on you know, how we want to do this, and what's in the best interest with the family, certainly first and foremost.
And Stephen, also, like, we got to see him at the first training camp, and we were just caught, like, oh my gosh, this player's great. I love all these things that he can build on. What was it that you saw initially with him that intrigued you about him and where he was in developing as a player?
Well, the biggest thing was, his energy and the way he played the game. Had a big passion and love for the game. He played with a high motor. He loved to get after it. And certainly that jumped off the tape when you watched Marshawn when we were scouting him. I mean, he just jumped off the tape in terms of, how he hustled, how he played the game, his passion for the game. And certainly he was that way as a person and played that way for us. And, we're just going to miss him so much.
Cooper Rush said that Brian Schottenheimer was the right guy for this team, especially in a tragic moment like this. Is that how you view it? And how do you transition back into football? Because, I mean, I know that's the game. That's the league. That's the life everyone's chosen, and you have to.
Yeah, you have to be involved. I've gotten, certainly he's leaning on other coaches around the league who've been through this. He has such an amazing network, Coach Schottenheimer does. People that he grew up with through his father. And certainly he has that. At the end of the day, but I do agree with Cooper, just Coach Schottenheimer is so authentic in everything he's about. And it's straight from the heart. There's no BS, not one little bit of BS about Coach Schottenheimer. It's all authentic. It's all real with him. And he's certainly feeling the pain of all our players, and we know all our players will deal differently. Everybody deals with grief in different ways, and you have to respect all ways that people grieve.
Moving a little bit further forward here, I was kind of, what are y'all hoping to accomplish now with this bye week? Obviously, this is a different, unique situation, and kind of coming back into the Stars got to be a little different this week.
Well, it certainly puts everything in perspective. We're playing a game that's work, and that means a lot to a lot of people, but there are things a lot more important than that. And certainly that's, what we're going through this week. And so that'll be first and foremost, but then, we do know, like anything, we've got to get back to work, and, we just want to continue to honor Marshawn and, do everything the very best way we can.
How quickly do you think Quinnen Williams is going to be able to adapt to the system, and what you guys hope from him?
Yeah, we hope. I don't see any reason why it's not right away. We actually asked that, with our coaching staff, with Coach Schottenheimer, with Coach Eberflus, Coach Whitecotton, how big would the learning curve be when we were considering the trade? And they felt it would be negligible, that he should be able to step right in. He understands the defense. What we're trying to get accomplished, and hopefully steps right in and makes a big difference for us.
How, as far as you know, and I realize people still coming into the facility or will come into the facility, how's the health for the team looking, especially with the week off?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an arrow up in terms of, the guys that we were going to be, we're going to be getting back, obviously starting with a
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Overshown, a linebacker there. He's ready to go. And barring something unforeseen, he and Revel and, you know, these guys should be ready to hit the ground running. So we're certainly, you know, obviously had our mind on some other things, you know, on other things, but certainly we'll get back to work.
Could you see a world in which Revel can play against the Raiders, or is that still work in progress? Because I know he's newer to the NFL.
Yeah, we don't want to project that. It's a work in progress, but certainly we'll see how the week goes, and if we think he can help us, he'll be active.
What did you like about Logan Wilson that made y'all want to bring him into this mix?
Well, he's just a savvy linebacker who's played that Mike position. Certainly, with Sanborn being hurt, we hadn't had the natural Mike green dot guy, and that's something that Logan Wilson has done for Cincinnati. We really liked what we saw on tape in terms of his instincts, whereas Overshown and Murray and those guys are more Shamar James. You know, they're more will linebackers. And but it'll be nice. I think he can really help us in there. And, you know, we'll let him and Murray get in there and compete, and they'll make each other better.
What have been your thoughts about Shamar James so far this year? Because, man, he has made some eye-popping plays along the way.
Sure, he's been outstanding and really doing a great job for us, and he'll continue, you know, I think to make a difference for us. I mean, he's going to play a lot of plays, and certainly look forward to him, his arrow going up. But at the same time, it's going to be great to get Overshown back as well. Everybody's seen and felt how he can make a difference in a game, and I know he's excited to get out there.
How do you balance that level of excitement? Because you just referenced it. We've talked about it. Overshown is as fired up of a dude as you are going to find.
Absolutely.
How can you balance, like, hey, I know you're pumped to get back out on the field versus, you know, we might have to be a little bit cautious, or do you not view it that way?
I don't really view it that way. I think we let him go be Overshown. I mean, that's what he does. And he understands the game of football. He's going to play. He's been ready. We've been, if anything, we've had to hold him back. But nothing, I don't think you harness that. Certainly we'll make sure, and we'll be observing as the game goes, you know, how his energy levels are, and don't want to put him, you know, at the end of the day, don't want to give him too much. If we feel like he needs to have some sort of pitch count, we'll decide that by the end of the week. But right now, we view it as he's certainly done everything he needs to do to be a player.
You know, Stephen, before the trade deadline, you know, Jerry made the proclamation that these players, the ideas of what he wanted to add here and what you guys wanted to put in here were going to make immediate solutions to some of the problems that you kind of had defensively. Do you see it that same way, that this should be immediate solutions?
Oh, I think we should, you know, we're very optimistic, yeah, and think that we will be much better. I mean, you know, I hadn't mentioned him on this call, but getting Hooker back is going to be a big deal. You know, he's the quarterback back there, and he'll make a big difference. And then you take Overshown, and then our new additions. And, you know, like we said, Revel's going to be a work in progress because he's, you know, he hadn't played any football till these last couple of weeks. So we'll see with him. But, you know, this is all defensive help. And I mean, it doesn't take anyone watching our games to understand that's where we need help.
You sound, Stephen, like you're ready to go on a run in the back half of this season right now.
Well, we certainly are always optimistic about our football team and, you know, feel good about the players on our team and feel like we've helped our team not only for this year but for the future with Quinnen Williams. I mean, he's a dominant young player in this league, and we feel great about that. And we just feel like with our offense playing that it's played for most of the year, and if we continue to improve and you know, getting these guys back can help us the way we think it can. We do think we could get on a run.
I know this is old news to you, but a lot of us just heard about this weekend, the supposed poison pill in the Micah Parsons deal that would prevent him from being traded to the Eagles in the future. Are those kind of caveats put in a lot of trades where you're like, hey, you can't trade this player to this team without additional compensation?
You know, Mike is in our past. He's a Green Bay Packer, and we're concerned about our future. And our future, you know, are the going to be the 53 guys we have on our team when we get ready to play Vegas. So we're fired up about that and not about the past.
Regarding that trade deadline, one more time though, as you were wrapping things up, were you still happy that you had you know a few first round picks still left in the next couple of years, or did you want to spend those for now?
No, those are a big part of you know, a big part of the negotiation that we had was you know, we obviously think our offense is firing on all cylinders, and we think these two first round picks that we're going to have next year can really help improve our football team even more as we go forward. So it's really important to keep those and really feel good about where we've ended up and, you know, where our team sits. And we'll assess our team again when before the draft and before free agency and see what we need to do when that time comes. But right now our focus is trying to beat the Raiders. And I feel good about our football team. And obviously, you know, there's a lot more things more important than football, and our team's been hit with that square in the eyes, but I'm sure they'll respond, and we've got great leadership, and Coach Schottenheimer and his staff, you know, and Jerry's a tremendous leader when it comes to adversity, and certainly the players on the team, we've got great leadership. So we'll certainly, you know, have some challenges there in terms of some things that we're going to have to work through, but you know, at the same time, you know, we're excited to go play the Raiders as well. So, you know, that's, you know, part of the circle of life, if you will.
Well, we appreciate that you're able to give us insight on so many different things, from the team to the competition committee to the business side of everything. I'm just curious, because this involves some of our other Metroplex teams. Do you know if there's been any discussions about the Stars buying land out by the Star to build a new arena?
I certainly am not. That's just you'd need to visit with the Stars and their ownership and leadership there.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time, as always, and best of luck going forward against the Raiders.
All right, guys. Appreciate being on.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Nice try, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate
hey,
you.
Hey, never know.
I think he respected that, too.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? You're trying.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I do feel like he wanted to say, though, maybe ask Jerry. So right. I'm just saying, that's
right.
How I feel, but no guarantees there.
I was hoping I would get more traction out of the, again, supposed poison pill in the Micah deal. Because that's not, my question wasn't really about just the Micah trade. I just wanted to know, like, is that a feature of a lot of NFL trades where they're like, hey, but if you trade it to a rival in the future, that's going to cost you some more.
I like it because they don't, I mean, obviously it would reflect poorly on us if he ever ended up there because of this. So I like it because they're covering their butts, but, you know, there's a different situation there.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.